This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Then if we could bring up verse 3, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The only one that's worthy of praise in my life ultimately is the Lord. That's why we can praise God on Sunday morning, is because He's worthy. We're not doing this as some emotional exercise to get people pumped up and, you know, you'll take in the message better if you sing a few choruses, a few lines of a song. He's worthy of the praise. I read just this week an author who said a person who has trouble with praise probably has a problem with understanding who God is and what He's done for us. He's right. If I have a problem with the idea of praising God in worship, I probably don't appreciate who He is and I don't appreciate what He's done. Because He's worthy of my praise because of everything He's done, He's doing, and He will do in my life. Let's move on to verse 24 out of this text. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But get this, but to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. David's talking to the Lord and says, to the crooked man or the crooked woman, you, the Lord, show yourself shrewd. I never understood that until someone explained it to me. It means this, there's nothing that you do that gets by the Lord. Nothing I do blindsides him. He says, I didn't know he did that. I didn't know that about him. I didn't know that about her. There's nothing that you can do to pull the wool over the eyes of God so that 20 years from now, God said, you know, I never knew that about him. God knows everything. Let me use a humorous example from life. Those of you that are adults, you're grown up now, are you honest enough to raise your hand and say, there's a time that when you were growing up, living at home, that you went somewhere or did something where your parents, to this day, don't know that you went there or you did that? Raise your hand. The rest of you are lying. And here's my point. Nobody pulls that with the Lord. To the crooked, the Lord says, I show myself shrewd, meaning I know what you did. I know who you were with. I know what thoughts were going through your mind. I know everything about you. Why? Because He's the Creator, not just the Redeemer. He's the Creator, not just the Sustainer of life. That's what that means. Let's bring up verse 27. You save the humble and bring low those whose eyes are haughty. Have you ever said this about a person? You probably have maybe said it this week. You know, I really like him, but there's this one thing about him that bugs the daylights out of him. Whenever he does this, whenever he says this, or you talk about a woman, you say, you know, I really like her, but she's got this thing that she says or she does, this tone of voice. Whenever she does that, I just can't stand to hear that. And before you say, oh, I've got a lot of people like that, remember somebody thinks that about you. There's something that maybe bugs somebody in your life about what's going on in your life. It works both ways. Don't ever forget that. But I want you to notice the one thing that's identified in the Old Testament and the New Testament where God says, I can't put up with this sin. You know what it is? Pride. God resists the proud, the Bible says, and He gives His gifts, His grace to the humble. And you may remember this explanation when it says He resists the proud. The word resist means He opposes as an opponent. I don't know about you, but it's one of the most frightening thoughts. I become the opponent of the Lord God Almighty when I have pride in my heart. And so do you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.